Veronica and Lewis.
Veronica and Lewis. Veronica and Lewis. We're joined by Xavier Rudd. Now, Xavier, you've been on a massive European tour. Veronica's just got back from backpacking around there.
I just kept seeing posters of you everywhere.
True.
Yeah, in Berlin there were posters of you. I was like, I can't escape this man. He's everywhere. Yeah, it sounded like, did you meet some really interesting artists around the festivals that you did?
Yeah, we were flat stick. We saw a lot of stuff, but there was, you know, we were busy, so there was a lot of shows. So we were kind of in and out a lot of the festivals too. But good to know that you saw posters.
The PR people are doing their job.
Yeah, they're doing their job.
Do you have a favourite place that you like to play? A home ground advantage around the Geelong kind of area?
I am going to play in Geelong, which will be a blast. I grew up on the south coast near you guys, hey? And
very close. You and I grew up about a kilometre from each other.
Yeah, exactly.
We never met.
No, we never met. We may have seen each other.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that.
Maybe when you guys were surfing. Lewis, you're a cool surfer guy. Lewis pretends he surfs. Doesn't.
Well, I spent a bit of time in the scrub out there. I remember seeing a tall, skinny man with glasses running naked through the...
Well, because I did live on a nudist beach. So there was a nudist beach at the end of my road, so I probably was. Yeah. The only thing I wear is my glasses down there.
I'm sure you had a towel around your neck.
Oh, that was good of me, yeah. You just sort of saying before you started up in North Queensland, sort of moving your way down, are you getting a chance to see any of those places if you're ducking in and out of Belgium and stuff now? Are you sort of settled a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, Australia's always cruisy. It's just classic. I'm really enjoying doing this tour. It's the biggest Aussie tour I've ever done. We've got most places I've ever been to. So it's a lot more relaxed than Europe and the States is always pretty flat out.
So you had in Brisbane, the show that you did at the Tivoli, you had some Indigenous dancers. Is that something that's going to be coming up at different shows?
Yeah, I have mob come out all the time, different places. I mean, we had local mob come out in Dubbo, which was really cool actually, because years ago I went through Dubbo when I was a kid. And just outside of Dubbo, the engine fell out of it. Ooh. And we got stuck in Dubbo for like 2 or 3 days.
Did you go to the zoo?
No, the zoo didn't exist back then. We just sort of hung there, and we remember walking in with surfboards to the pub, and these old women out the front said, "Oh, you're going sailing." And we thought, oh, maybe they've never seen surfboards. But there was quite a bit of racism in that pub, I remember, and it really took me by surprise. It was pretty full on. And I always wanted to go back through Dubbo and fly the Aboriginal flag and play music. And it was really special the other night because we had traditional owners come out and welcome everyone, and we had local mob dance. And so it was really nice to play Dubbo. It was cool.
Now, I was reading with one of your tracks that you wrote the lyrics for one of them in the sand. Is that true?
Yeah, I did. A lot of this record was inspired by my trips to the Kimberley.
Wow.
One particular day I was coming back from a sacred site and I had this urge to stop the truck, got out, and there was a dead tree with a big mob of red-tailed black cockatoos in it. This one bird, she sort of locked eyes with me and sort of stared right through me, and I felt like I was anchored to the earth, and she was screeching. And as she did, I had all these visions running through my mind of faces and places and things. It was like memories that weren't my memories. It was pretty trippy. Anyway, later that night, I wrote the first half of Spirit Bird in the sand on the beach. It just sort of poured out of me. It was pretty emotional. And when I was recording the record in Canada, sitting by the fire about 10 o'clock at night, I started to play that song and the rest of it just sort of poured out of me again. I didn't think much about it. The next morning I woke up and realised at the same time, about midday WA time, the police moved in on James Price Point and started to drag elders off the land and acquire that land. I found that pretty amazing.
Wow, that's an incredible story. I've never heard of people have heard of writing on napkins, but never just like writing the whole thing on a beach. It's like very powerful, not hugely practical.
Yeah, it was cool. And Jonesy, yeah. Well, actually, there's photos. Jonesy took photos of me writing it, and the tide was coming in and washing it away. So.
Quick, jot it down.
Yeah, exactly, get it down.
But with experiences like that, performing the songs being so full on and doing such a long tour, like 5 months, it must be really tiring.
Yeah, it is tiring. But, I've been doing this a dozen years. I'm starting to feel like a bit of an old dog on the circuit. I've been going internationally for a dozen years now. And I'm just having a good time and I'm enjoying sort of the challenge of it. And then, I've got an idea to run barefoot one of the old song lines up in the Kimberley to raise money for that cause, which is quite a long way through the desert. So I'm kind of, as well as doing these shows, I want to train for that too.
How far is it?
I don't know. I think Jonesy said it might be about 75 k's.
Oh, that's a solid jog.
Yeah.
So hoping to do that maybe in January.
Strengthen up your feet.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in, Xavier. You are going, you've still got so much of a massive Australian tour to go. You've just played Sydney and Canberra. You've got Melbourne, Ferntree Gully, Frankston, Geelong, Traralgon, Mount Gambier, Adelaide, Kalgoorlie, Esperance, Albany, Fremantle, Yelling Up. Heaps of dates.
So did you memorise those?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of a genius. Just don't look at this piece of paper in front of me.
And then States and Canada after that. It's crazy. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Triple J.
With Veronica and Lewis.